Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Ki Tetzeh. In this week's Parsha, of course, we find many, many halachot, many, many mitzvot, and it's very difficult to figure out, or to think about which one specifically to focus on for this week's Sem Torah. And I thought we should focus on a halacha that appears in our Parsha at the beginning of Rishon, in Perek Chaf Aleph, and that is the mitzvah of Ben Sorer Umore. It begins in Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yurchet, Ki Hiyel Ish Ben Sorer Umore, Einenu Shomea Bekol Aviv Uvkol Imo, Vyisru Oto Velo Yishma Lehem, Vetafsu Bo Aviv Imo, Vahotziu Oto El Zikne Iro Vel Shar Mekomo, Vyamru El Zikne Iro, Bineinu ze soreru more, einenu shomea bekoleinu zoleil visove. Urgamu kol anshei iro bavanim vameit, uvi artaha rabbi kirbecha, vechol Yisrael yishmu uvi yirau. This mitzvah, this halacha, this parsha deals with really a tragic situation of what is often translated as the wayward son. A child who literally goes off the derech, so to speak, in a very severe way. And this person has to be brought to Beit Din by the parents. And if it turns out that he fulfills the requirements, he's literally put to death. These are parents who have given up hope on bringing this child back. And they must, without any hesitation, they must bring him to Beit Din. And unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, he's put to death. It turns out, however, that becoming a Ben Sorer Umore, fulfilling the halachot that we just read, is very, very hard. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, says, Ben Sorer, it's a Braita, Tanya, Ben Sorer Umore lo haya v'lo atid lihiot. It never was, and it never will be. V'lama nichtav drosh v'kabel schar. And why was it written? Learn it and receive reward. And the usual understanding is that the reason why a Ben Sorer Umore never was and never will be is because of the complex and very, very specific halachot that really seem impossible to fulfill, to occur. So it's just a few examples, but there's many examples. The Torah tells us that it says ki ye'ish le'ish bein. So the child has to be a male and not a female. It has to be a clearly male biologically, anatomically, and no questions. The child has to be a bein. He can't be too young and he can't be too old. It's a very specific time in his life where he fulfills the possibility of becoming a Ben Sorer Umore. Not only that, the Torah says, Einenu Shomea Bekoleinu. The Torah says that he has to be able to hear. So a child who is deaf or hearing impaired also cannot become a Ben Sorer Umore. The Torah tells us in Pasuk Yotet V'tafsubo, the parents have to grab him. And so if one of the parents, mother or father, is an amputee, then he can't become a Ben Sorer Umore because both parents need to grab him. And if they are an amputee, they can't grab him. It also says the Tafsubo Aviv Imo. He has to have both a mother and a father living. The Torah says Vehotziu Oto El Zikne Iro. They've got to take him out. So if one of the parents, this all comes from the Gemara there in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, and also it appears in Makot Daf Yud, the Sifri. These are all various quotes, just a compilation of some of the details that are required. We said Vehotziu Oto. So if one of the parents can't walk, then he can't become a Ben Sorer Umore. The Torah says they take him El Ziknei Iro, again in Pasuk Yotet. So it has to be in a city that has Zikanim. But if you live in a city without Ziknei Ir, then there's no ability to do Ben Sorer Umore. The Torah in Pasuk Chaf says that when the parents bring the child to Beit Din, the Torah says Ve'amru El Ziknei Iro, in plural, and they will say, once again, both parents have to be able to speak. And it says, and the Torah says, Beneinu Zeh, that they're pointing to this child. Well, the person who points is only someone who can see. So if either the mother or the father cannot see, if they're blind, They're unable to point to him. Also, no such thing as a ben sore rumora. It also, the Torah says that they explain to the Zakenim, einenu shomea bikolenu. He doesn't hear our voices, and the Gemara understands this in Sanhedrin, that the parents have to hear as well. So the parents have to hear, the child has to hear, they have to see, they have to be able to walk. Zolel v'sovei, the Torah says that he has to eat a certain amount of meat and a certain amount of wine. The Gemara itself says that he could eat all, for example, all, I don't know, cake as much as he wants, and bread as much as he wants, and fish as much as he wants, but it's a specific amount of meat and a specific amount of wine, then he can become a ben sore mora. And on and on and on, and the halachot continue. Very, very complex. And so many people understand that the reason or the explanation as to why the Gemara says lo atid lihiyot, it never was and never will be, is because it's so complex. And I'd like to look at that and perhaps offer a slightly different way to understand the reason why this can never happen. We'll come back to that in a moment. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin actually brings another halacha that never was and never will be, also from a Braita, ir hanidachat. Ir hanidachat lo haita velo atida lihiyot. And ir hanidachat, which we learned in Parshat Re'eh and Devarim Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim Yud Gimel through Yud Tet, is the halacha of a wayward city, where a majority of a specific city serves Avodah Zarah. And if that city serves Avodah Zarah, a majority of the city serves Avodah Zarah, then the entire city is destroyed, killed, and you're never allowed to rebuild that city. And the Gemara there says in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, it never was and it never will be. And once again, there are many specifics, there are many details about this, about the halachot of Ir Nidachat. It has to have the right amount of people, and it has to be called an ir halachically, and it is not allowed to be a border city, and it cannot be a capital city. The Rambam says it can't be an ir miklat. They have to be swayed by at least two people or more to do Avodah Zarah. They can't have done tshuva, etc., etc. Once again, we have this halacha of Ir Hanidachat that the Gemara tells us in a Braita that never was and never will be. And once again, we'd like to ask, is the reason why it never was and never will be because the halachos are complex, or perhaps there might be another way to look at it? A second question also, is there a connection between these two halachot? The Gemara that I just quoted is literally one line after the other. That ben sore mores is never was and never will be. Excuse me, ir nidachat never was and never will be. Is there a connection between these halachot? Another question that we have to ask about ben sore mora is that the Gemara tells us that he is neherag al shem sofo. That really what I said earlier was not exactly accurate. I said a child who really went off the derech in an irreparable way. Really, the way the Torah describes his averot, at least according to the Pashup Shad, are not horrendous. Every Avera is terrible, of course, and we should avoid every single Avera, but it's it doesn't seem to be horrendous, and we say Al Shem Sofo. He's killed Al Shem Sofo. Let's kill him now while he's basically still Baderech, still basically Kasher, and let's not wait for him to get puzzle. Let's not wait for him to do terrible things that the Gemara is sure that he will do. And a question that one can ask about that is, since when is a person punished like that? I thought we said a very important halacha that we read about in the Yamim Naraim and talk about Yamim Naraim, the idea of Ba'asher Husham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only judges a person. That was the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged Yishmael at the time when he was a child and almost died when Hagar was all alone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have killed him, because we know who Yishmael came out to be. Excuse me, but the Gemara tells us that from the Pasuk, Ba'asher Husham, and Rashi quotes, people only get punished for who they are at this moment. And so why all of a sudden is ben sore remora, do we reject Ba'asher Husham? We say, no, we're going to kill him for something in the future. And much has been written about this, and I'd like to look at this a little bit differently. A fourth question. The Gemara told us both by ben sore remora and by ir hanidacha, drosh v'kabel schar. Why is it there? It's there because you should learn it and receive reward. What does that mean? Now, without question, this expression articulates a very fundamental idea in Torah. Drosh v'kabel schar, the Torah is not only a how-to manual. The Torah is not only a Mishnah Brura. That is most certainly a part of the Torah, but only a part. Of course, I use the Torah to figure out what I'm supposed to do, and it dictates everything that I do in my personal life, in my professional life, in my individual life, in my communal life, in spiritual matters and in seemingly not so spiritual matters, and everything we do in privacy, in public. My life is dictated by halacha, and we're better for it. We're better for it. So no question about it that the Torah is in part a how-to manual. However, we know that it's not only a how-to manual. Learning Torah, we learn Torah to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understand the world, to understand ourselves. The mashal one could suggest is the mashal of a husband and a wife who are madly in love. Now they talk to each other not only to know what do I need to do, what do you need to do. This is how you do the laundry. This is how you. Not, that's part of why people talk. Please do this. Please do that. But we also talk. Why do a husband and a wife talk? And this is, you know, the mashal of two people in love. This is all the way back to Shir HaShirim. I feel that there's a license to use this as a mashal. But when two people are madly in love with each other, they talk to each other not only to know what to do, but I want to know who you are. I want to know more about you. The more I know about you, the better I am. What were you like when you were in second grade? What were you like? What happened? Tell me the story that happened to you today. Tell me what happened a month ago. I didn't know. I just want to know more and more and more and more about you. And the same is true about Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah gives us that insight to the best of our ability, to the best of our understanding. So Torah is not just a how-to manual, but it's a drosh v'kabel schar. There's no question about that. Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu matov chelkenu. However, perhaps we can sharpen the question, however, then. Why did the Torah choose these two halachot, Ben Sore Rumore and Ir HaNidachat, to teach us the idea of drosh v'kabel schar? Perhaps that's the question then. So we have a number of questions. First of all, we wanted to sharpen a little bit more. How is it, why is it, that a ben sora rumore lo atid velo haya velo atid lihiyot? Why is it by ir nidachat lo hayta velo atida lihiyot? We also asked, why is it not basher husham? Why is it ben sora rumore neherag al shem sofo? And the fourth question we asked is, let's explain the lashon of the Gemara there, the brighter really there, drosh v'kabel schar. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Actually, before I get to that, I did want to add one short idea, and that is many mefarshim, rishonim and achronim, look at the whole parsha of Ben Sora Rumore really as a lesson in parenting. It's a very beautiful idea. So, for example, when the Torah says that this child, Beneinu Zeh, Einenu Shomea Bekolenu, he doesn't listen to our voice. So one of the details in the halachot that I didn't mention is that not only must the father and the mother be able to speak, but they have to be able to speak identically, which is a really very difficult physically to do. But they have to, and Enenu Shomea Bikolenu. He didn't listen to our voice, which sounds like it's the same voice. And as a matter of fact, that's what many parenting divrei Torah on this idea bring, and that is it can never happen. In other words, if parents have the same voice, if they speak with the same goals, if they speak in the same way, a ben sora rumor will never come out. There's no way that a parent can come to Beit Din and say, we spoke identically and look how badly he turned out. It would never happen. Because if parents are speaking identically, a ben sora rumor could never come of that. I had a neighbor when I lived in the United States whose father was a mechanech. And he said it a little bit jokingly. He said that the reason why Ben Sora Rumora would never happen was because it is never going to happen that two parents are going to bring their child to Beit Din publicly and say, we failed. He was joking because he said, you know, it's always somebody else's fault. It's the neighbor's fault. It's the principal's fault. It's the second grade teacher's fault. It's the eighth grade Rebbe's fault. It's not our fault. So he jokingly said, or maybe half jokingly, said it's never going to be that parents would admit that maybe they had a part in some of the challenges. But be that as it may, the first idea is that, you know, if parents speak identically, there's no way that it's going to a ben sora rumora could happen from that. I think I would actually say a little bit of the opposite. I think perhaps it will never happen because we want parents to treat the child differently. We want the parents to bring out different things in their children. Sure, they must have the same ultimate goal. Sure, they must be sending the same overall meta message and the general direction. For sure, there's no question about that. But each parent hopefully addresses the child differently, brings out different things in the child. Emir Tzashem, the Gemara in Kiddushin itself, seems to say that very clearly regarding the two psukim of Kaber et Avicha vet Imecha, where Avicha comes first and Imecha is second, whereas the pasuk of Ish Imo ve'aviv tira'u, Ima comes first and then Aviv, that parents act differently, children relate to the parents differently. Emir Tzashem, that's the way it's supposed to be. Parents are supposed to talk, bring out themselves, you know, when they're talking to their children, addressing their children. That's good. That's beautiful. That's the way it should be. But anyway, I wanted to go back to the general question of Ira Nidachat and Ben Sora Remora. How could it be that they never were? How could it be that they never will be? How could we be so confident that they never were, that they never will be? What does Drosh V'Kabel Schar mean? And what is this idea of skipping, so to speak, Ba'asher Husham and only Neherag Al Shem Sofo? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. The Zohar here and in Parshat Balak, as well as many other Mefarshim, the Kli Yakar and the Marsha and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, many, many Mefarshim see the Ben Sora Rumora as a mashal of not only a parent to a child, parents to a child, but Avinu, Shabbat Shamayim, Avinu, Malkeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bnei Yisrael. And if that's so, perhaps one can suggest the following idea. These two mitzvot of Ir HaNidachat and Ben Sorer Umore look at our relationship, Ben Adam LaMakom, which is the Ben Sorer Umore, as I just mentioned, but also Ben Adam LaChaveiro, with the community that we live in, Ir HaNidachat. These two mitzvot look at the way we are with our friends, with our neighbors, our community, and also with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the relationships that we have with both. The Torah tells us that lo haya v'lo atid lihiyot, no matter how bad things look, no matter how low, how poor the relationship is between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or no matter how badly, chas v'shalom, we've performed, be'enam l'chaveiro, it'll never get so bad, and it never ever got so bad in the future, that it has to be ended. We pull the plug, turn off the lights, say goodbye. Things can be bad, but it is never over. That's also the idea of the Gemara saying that a Ben Sora Rumora is Neherag al Shem Sofo. Sure, Neherag al Shem Sofo, but it'll never happen. It can never happen. With regard to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with regard to our relationship to our community, we do not look at how bad things get. Why should I do tshuva? I didn't daven yesterday. I didn't daven today. So why should I daven tomorrow? I didn't give tzedakah yesterday, I didn't today, so why should I give tzedakah tomorrow? The opposite. We never say that. Lo haya v'lo atid lihiyo. We never say al shem sofo. We only say, look at ourselves right now. With regard to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with regard to our community, we do not look at how bad things will get. We look at how things are, and we look at how we can change things. No reason to get pessimistic. As bad as things may appear, drosh v'kabel schar. Learn these halachot, and you'll get schar for that. You'll get schar because you're going to say, guess what? It's bad. My community looks kind of bad. My neighbors look kind of bad. My relationship with them, and not only my relationship, but you know what? Things are bad. This one's doing this, this one's doing that, and I'm doing this incorrectly and that incorrectly. It's bad. But drosh v'kabel schar, learn these and pick yourself up. Pick yourself up. Perhaps we can use a mashal. There is an ancient Japanese art. Ancient means 500, 600 years ago, maybe more. But we learned this longer than that ago. It's pronounced, if I'm not mistaken, kintsukuro. Kintsukuro is a Japanese art, and that means golden repair in Japanese. It is the art of fixing broken vessels, not with glue, but with gold. And this art form makes the broken kli even more valuable than it was before. Things may appear bad. Things may actually be bad in our personal lives, in our relationship with other people, or with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we knew this kintsukuro longer than the Japanese did. We take in a place where Bali Tshuva stand, the Gemara tells us, Tzadikim Gemurim are unable to stand, because we, when we fix ourselves together with gold, when we put our pieces together with the recognition that it really, I know I've got pieces, broken pieces, but I can make the whole better than the parts. We learn from these two mitzvot that it is never that bad. It is never as bad. We never completely give up. And this is, of course, as I mentioned, we've learned this long ago, longer than the Japanese. We've learned this ever since the mitzvah of tshuva. And here we are. We've been hearing the shofar since the first day of Elul. And here we are counting down the days to Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. We're going to be saying slichot soon. We recognize that things can get bad. But an Ir HaNidachat and a Ben Sorer Umore will never be. And Emir Tzashem, we should be zochet to appreciate that, to be drosh v'kabel schar, and to all of us, Emir Tzashem, be zochet to tshuva shlema, to coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to being accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu very soon, Emir Tzashem. Everyone should have, Emir Tzashem, a Shabbat Shalom.